This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for, first of all, downloading and listening to this podcast. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. As always, I'm still Brad Brown, coming to you from a somewhat chillier and wetter Cape Town in South Africa. So all those good vibes and rain dances you've been doing for us, the drought still hasn't broken, I can tell you that much. Our dams are slightly up, but yeah, we have had a little bit of rain. We'd love a lot more, so you can keep sending. I'm not going to say no to that. Coming up on today's podcast, returning guest and the response to last week's podcast about his story racing across four decades on the Big Island. An incredible story indeed. Rodolf von Berg joins us once again. Talk a little bit about his swim, yeah, really looking forward to chatting to him about his swim today. And interesting thing about swimming naked. I wonder if that's going to be the secret to his success. We'll have to find out a little bit later on in today's podcast. As always, don't forget, if you'd like to become a patron of the show, we are giving away a half Ironman entry. It's valued at $350 US, and you don't have to use it to enter half Ironman. So if you're doing two sprints, if you don't do half Ironmans and you want to do sprints or Olympics, then you can take that money and enter races with it, whatever races you want. But it's equivalent $350 that you can use for a race entry. And those entries, or the draw, takes place on the 1st of July, okay? So you've only got a few more days as we record this to make sure you're in the draw, and all you have to do is become a patron. Help us keep things going here at the Kona Edge. By becoming a patron, not only do you get to help keep the lights on, so to speak, and help us pay the bills, but you also get some behind-the-scenes content and info that I share with and I bounce ideas off on our patron-only podcast feed. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win if you'd like to find out more about that. And you can pledge from a dollar up, and for every dollar you pledge, you'll get one entry into the draw. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some swimming now. We head back to the south of France, to Nice, to catch up with Rudolf von Berg. Rudolf, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. You mentioned in our first chat that one of your first experiences was swimming naked. And I think a lot of people are hoping that you're not going to say that's the thing you've done that's given you the best gains in the swim, because I don't think the local Virgin Active is going to like it when we arrive swimming naked in the gym.
No, but it was a club where men and women were separate. You know, so women were not swimming in that pool. You know, they were swimming in another part of the building. They were not allowed to mix with men.
Fantastic. Rudolf, over time, interesting you said as well that you're really not swimming that much over a calendar year now, just because of logistics and what it actually takes around swimming, getting to the swim and that sort of thing. It's a conscious decision that you've made. But over time, I mean, you were a late starter with the swim. You only started in your 20s. What are some of the things that you've done that you think have really helped improve your swim over time?
Okay, as I told you before, yes, I started 27 swimming in New York, and basically by my own at the beginning. After 1 year, I joined a small club. It was not the Big Apple Triathlon Club. It was another small club which had a swim coach. And I remember I would get up at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. to take the subway to go near Harlem, because the pool was there, and I would swim with them. But you know, you know, at that time, you know, we have to remember we are in the 80s. There is practically nothing on triathlon. So we all learning about ourselves. There was only one book. Yeah, there was a book by Dave Scott where he was there finishing Hawaii on the cover. And beside that book, there was nothing. So we were really learning by scratch. And I was just following the workouts of the guy. I mean, unfortunately, there is no fantastic idea that I can bring here. I just was perhaps naturally not a bad swimmer because very, very fast I was swimming. I remember I could sometime pass below 30 on the 50, and now it's 40, you know, 20 years later. And I recall my legs were pretty bad, so as soon as I had a wetsuit, I would gain 15 seconds, and then of course I would be first out of the water in some races I would do in Europe, and I was at the end of the day a pretty good swimmer. Then I moved to San Diego. I don't know if we were cut off before that part. I was swimming 20-25k a week because I was trying to become a professional triathlete. It was in 1986. And of course, there I improved a lot, and that was really the base of my swim in later years. But after that, when I came back to Europe, there are no programs here, so you start to swim on your own, and I felt that was very boring, and my swim started of course to slow down. But then we don't have to forget that I stopped 10 years. I stopped from 30 years old to 40 years old to do any serious. Any triathlon. So of course I didn't swim for 10 years, and I started everything again, just before my 40s to be competitive again, to celebrate, my last Hawaii when I was 30 years old. I had taken the commitment to go back there when I would be 40 years old, and which I did. But to come back specifically to your thing about swimming, unfortunately, I don't have a secret to give to anybody, because now it's to the point that I, as I told you before, I don't swim from October to April. Mm. I only do a swim bench, so I keep the muscular strength and the cardiovascular strength. I only train it in biking and running, and not in swimming. And in fact, then I started to swim in April, and in about 3 weeks. I can basically do the 1900 meter of the half Ironman in 30 minutes. So in my age, 30 minutes is okay. I mean, I'll never lose the race on that. You see?
Absolutely. Rudolf, do you think it's important? I mean, you talk about when you were racing to go pro, 25Ks a week. Obviously, that's massive volume, and as an age grouper, there's no ways the average age grouper can swim those sort of distances. But having a base like that, do you think having that base then has helped your swimming now? That it's almost that you can do it on autopilot now because you've laid the groundwork years ago?
I would like to tell you yes, but I don't think so. You know, in fact, I think it has no bearing whatsoever. Whatever I did, 30 years ago. And it's, believe me, it's really not in my memory anymore. Because remember, I told you before, I didn't swim at all from basically 30 to a bit before 40 years old. And so now I just have my natural movement. And when my children see me swimming, they all tell me, you're so awful. I mean, you're awful the way you swim, your awful style, everything is bad. But I tell them, but underwater I must not be that bad because look, I still have decent time. And when I put a wetsuit on, then I'm fairly okay. I'll never lose a world championship because of the swim. I won't win it because of it. Nobody does, but I won't lose it. You know, I'm never first in my age group out of the swim. But what? I lose what? 1, 2, 3, even 3 minutes. But usually I gain 10 on the bike. So it's okay. It's a trade-off that I accept, you know.
And you're prepared to make brilliance. And that's it for another edition of the Kone Edge. Before I go, though, another 5-star iTunes review. Don't forget, you can leave us a review. It just really helps us get in front of more earballs and eyeballs, so to speak, on the iTunes. And this one comes in from Booyah500 and says, I love this podcast. As a triathlete training for my very first Ironman, this podcast is a useful tool. Great hosts and great guests. Keep it coming. Not so sure about the hosts, Booyah500. The guests are fantastic. I can tell you that much. I think I bring the level down, to be honest. But yeah, thank you so much for your review. Much appreciated. I really do love getting them. I read every single one of them, and I try and give you a shout out on the podcast as well. And if you do leave us a review, please tag yourself with your sort of social media handle. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, I'm at Big Brad Brown. By the way, you can also find us at the Kona Edge across all platforms. I'd love to connect on social media, but put yours in at that review as well so that I can give you a proper shout out, not just on the podcast, but on social media as well. And don't forget, if you do leave us a review, I'm giving away an entry to an Ironman at the end of the year, full distance Ironman, just for someone who's left us a review. But before then, that half is still up for grabs. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win to find out more.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.